Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Sales Accelerator podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and today we're entering a transformative era for sales and marketing. We're talking about how autonomous AI agents are taking center stage, reshaping how we approach the entire sales process, pushing productivity to new heights, and slashing deal times significantly. Let's start with some incredible statistics. Autonomous AI agents have taken full ownership of sales workflows. Imagine this: these agents handle everything from lead identification to closing deals, offering a stunning 25 to 30% boost in productivity and faster deal cycles. According to recent forecasts, the market for autonomous agents is skyrocketing, expected to grow from $7.6 billion in 2025 to a jaw-dropping $139 billion by 2033. That's a clear signal that autonomous agents are not just a trend, they're the new reality. The rise of these agents isn't just a shift in technology, it's a seismic change in how organizations operate. We've moved beyond basic prompt-based tools to systems that perceive, reason, and act independently. They're now scanning the market, qualifying prospects, scheduling meetings, tailoring outreach, and managing follow-ups, all without constant human intervention. Gary Hunter from the University of Mississippi hit the nail on the head, calling this the most consequential turning point since CRM's debut. Let's talk investment. Venture capital funding and acquisitions are fueling this movement. Meta just acquired Manus for a whopping $2 billion shortly after Manus achieved $100 million in ARR within just 8 months. Now that's confidence. Meanwhile, CIOs are shifting their budget significantly towards AI agents, viewing them as core revenue drivers. 30% of AI budgets are now funding these agents. If you're not investing here, you're behind the curve. There's another piece of this puzzle that's really fascinating: AI's precision in forecasting. With newly enhanced AI forecasting platforms, we're seeing accuracy levels of 90 to 95% on 30-day close dates. This isn't just improving efficiency, it's revolutionizing accuracy and reliability in sales forecasting. Imagine slicing your sales cycle by up to 68%. Early adopters have already seen a 12% revenue uptick and a 15% better ROI. If precise forecasting isn't part of your strategy yet, it should be. On the consumer front, commerce is becoming agentic. Google and Microsoft are embedding shopping agents right at the point of intent. During Cyber Week 2025, agents influenced 20% of global orders. That's a stunning $67 billion in transactions pushed by AI. Microsoft's Copilot checkout witnessed a 53% increase in purchases within 30 minutes. The message is clear: agent-driven commerce is reshaping the consumer journey at every touchpoint. But with great autonomy comes the need for oversight. Boards are asking critical questions. Do we know all the AI agents we have in play? What systems and data do they access? Can we audit their actions from start to finish? Establishing transparent handoff procedures and clear escalation paths is now non-negotiable, ensuring we maintain trust even as we scale. The workforce is transforming too. Nearly 80% of CEOs see a future where human and AI teams work in tandem, with 75% foreseeing employees managing AI agents. This blend demands us to upskill continuously. Training in prompt and agent orchestration, data governance, and AI ethics is becoming a must-have in our skill sets. Now, as promising as this all sounds, not every project is destined to succeed. Gartner and CIO.com speculate that 40% of agent projects might be canned by 2027. Why? Automating flawed processes, poor data quality, and unclear metrics could be the undoing of ambitious initiatives. The lesson here is to design processes around agent capabilities, not just slap agents onto outdated workflows. So let's wrap this up with a call to action. Design your workflows around AI capabilities. Measure what truly matters: revenue impact, cycle time, customer satisfaction. Invest in data hygiene, build trust frameworks, and upskill your teams. The window to act is short, and those who move quickly will position themselves as the revenue leaders of not just 2026, but beyond. Thanks for tuning into the Sales Accelerator. If you found value in today's episode, share it, subscribe, and keep accelerating. Until next time, this is Tim Cortinovis signing off.